And so I invite you now, if you have not already done so, to close your eyes, relax in your seat, and just take a deep, restorative breath. Breathing into that inner sanctuary of your soul where you feel the power and presence of the Almighty. And as you exhale, just release anything that is keeping you from being fully present in this sacred moment. Take another deep breath, moving inward, moving Godward, into that still, secret place within. And hold that breath for a little longer than normal. And as you exhale this time, release any thoughts, attitudes, or worries that might be blocking your receptivity to divine inspiration. And now, in a meditative state of mind, this merry state of mind, claim this season of Advent as the rebirth of your awareness of the indwelling Christ. Understand that God is real and present right here, right now, always right where you are, as close as your very breath. As Jesus said, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of time." Contemplate this in your heart. You live and move and have your being enfolded and enfolded in healing energy and pure, unconditional love. Dear God, sweet spirit, divine mind, our hearts are full of awe and gratitude for the great gift of your love, light, and grace. Help us, like Mary, to be open and receptive to your divine will for our ever-unfolding good, for ourselves, for one another, and for the world. Help us to take this into our hearts and cherish it, believe it, embrace it, and show us, dear God, like Joseph, how to use our angels, our spiritual perceptive powers, to put feet to our prayers, to follow divine guidance, to move into action. And so I invite you now for a few moments to bring to your mind's eye a prayer request you have, a deeply held intention, or a goal or dream that has been calling you. Silently and faithfully share this dream in the privacy of your soul with the source of your being. Ask, knowing that you will receive, and ask for guidance to help you know also what is yours to do to help this manifest. Do this for a few moments now in the silence. And now, dear God, our hearts are full of gratitude. Like Joseph, we claim the gifts of wisdom and understanding, understanding that is based on a sure and certain trust that because our dreams and goals are for the greater good of ourselves and the world, we are being guided to take whatever action we need to bring this about. For this blessing, for the entire season of Advent, we are so grateful. For the food we are about to receive after this service and the joy of fellowship, we are grateful. And we set the intention now of peacefully and joyously, like the wise men, preparing to celebrate the birth of our wayshower, Jesus Christ, as we also do our inner preparation to allow the awareness of Christ consciousness to be reborn in us. We claim this now in the deepest trust, knowing that through the goodness and grace of the eternal Christ, it is already so. And so we say, Amen. And we'll end our time of prayer and meditation today by prayerfully singing our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever.